Well, I think really what we have to do is start a process of rehabilitation for all public representatives after the allegations and, the evidence as well that were contained in the RTE Investigates programme. And part of that, we feel, would be that if each public representative in this country, from councillors to Oireachtas members to members of the European Parliament, were to sign a voluntary ethics contract, which would state that any public representative found guilty of unethical behaviour by the Standards and Public Office would immediately resign their seat. And we think that would be the first step in a road which would hopefully rehabilitate public representatives. Now, it's a long road, because what we would be asking for is for the government to introduce legislation which would make that contract legally binding.
What could the council do to take sort of the first steps on this, or show a lead? Would that also require government involvement?
Well, immediately what we're asking is the council solicitors to draw up that contract, and we would be hoping that within 4 weeks the council solicitors would be able to do that, and then we would be asking each councillor, all 37 in here, to sign that contract. Now, it wouldn't be legally binding,
but it would be a public commitment.
It would be a public commitment, and we would hope then that they would adhere to that commitment after they've signed that contract. But long term, we would then be asking the government to enact legislation to make that law, so that if any councillor was found guilty, that they would immediately lose their seat, which isn't the case at the moment.